Free services, James.
Hey, James. Good morning. This is David with Local Splash.
Hey, brother.
Hey, brother. I really apologize, man. I got your email, and yesterday my son got sick over the weekend, man. Like on Sunday, and then yesterday I had him in the doctor's office all day, so I wasn't in office, man. And that's why I wasn't able to reply to email. As soon as I came in this morning, I saw it, and I felt real bad, James. You know, the last thing I want is for you to feel any type of way about our company, and I want to make sure that I get that resolved for you. And I am looking, you know, at the call logs.
I tried to e-sign on the thing, but it was like saying it was timed out or something, or that I don't have the right
browser.
You got it. I don't know.
Yeah, I'm looking here. You took care of it, James. You did. It says here that it was signed. So maybe it, produced an error or something, but it did get taken care of. So I was looking into everything for you, making sure and anything that I needed to touch base with you on, I make sure I take care of that. But that did get taken care of. I'm looking through your call logs because I'm going to find out, you know, who you were speaking with yesterday, and I'll make sure that, you know, things like that don't happen again. Just so you know,
called up like three times in a row, right? And the first time I was on hold for about 3 or 4 minutes, and then it clicked over to somebody, but they clearly weren't speaking into the microphone. They were speaking to a bunch of people in the background. I waited for like 3 minutes. I figured maybe something was messed up. Then I called, then I hung up, and I called back, same thing. But I was the first person being responded to versus, you know, waiting on hold. And that happened like three times, and then I just gave up for a little while and called back at 2. My time, you know?
Gotcha. Yeah, because at 2, your time is
maybe at 11, they weren't. I don't know.
From 11:15 to 12:15, they're on lunch, and somebody may have stayed logged in, and it was being directed to their desk, and they didn't log out. So I'm going to look in that, and I'm going to get
a touch. That's what I figured what it was.
Yeah, and I'm going to let them know, hey, you can't do that.
At least log out so someone can collect a call.
Exactly. So we have a 24/7 customer service hotline, right? But the thing is during the day, it'll direct our customers right into our center here in the States, right? So with that being said, we do take lunch from 11:15 to 12:15. And that's if you were calling about that time, that's pretty much what happened. These guys stayed logged in. And so instead of directing it to our other customer service, it came here because somebody was still logged in and it shouldn't happen. So I need to get with that person. And I appreciate you for sending me that email, letting me know what's going on. Because it's real important to me, you know, that you and I stay in communication and I'm able to take care of you. You know, James.
Well, I took all day off yesterday because I thought I was getting like a follow-up call to make sure I got everything right. And then I went on there and, you know, I don't have a business license, but I went and paid for one yesterday and I got all that. But I don't even know if I'm finished with that. I got LegalZoom. I think I'm supposed to do an operations something agreement or something. I don't know. But I will have a business license here real soon. I've just been operating as myself for the time being.
Yeah, for sure. So I'm showing here, I'm looking into the account. It looks like everything's set up. They're already in the works. Facebook administration request. Okay. Were you able to grant us the access to the business profile? That's going to be for your ads.
Okay, so that was what I thought I needed the e-sign for, right? Or do I have to go on the dashboard and do that?
Yeah, you'll go on the dashboard and do that. And it's real simple. It'll just ask you, which one would you like to grant access to? And then you'll click on your business profile page, and that's the only one that we'll ever have access to.
Okay. So is that an email I was sent, or is that something I just go on the dashboard?
Yeah, you go on the dashboard, or it could have even been through your text messages or emails. We usually do through both, so whichever one's easier for you, you're able to access it.
Okay. Let's see if I can do it right now. Local Splash, login access, your dashboard. You wanted the Local Splash dashboard, right? Not the Google Business?
Yeah, the Local Splash dashboard, that's right.
Okay. Local Splash dashboard. Yeah, and then my name or I didn't know how my account worked either. Like, I didn't know what my password was. I don't remember if I was told it or not. I'm like, the heck, dude?
Yeah, well, because right out the gate, so the way it works is since it's not live yet, there's really no login access, right? But after we, you know, set up your directory submissions, your Google PBP, Google Business Profile, and the Facebook profile, then you'll start getting everything transmitted so you can kind of go in there and be able to set that up.
Okay, so on here I need to go to what? Listing or like on the menu to give y'all access?
Yes. So now you received an email or a text message to grant
access?
Yeah,
well, I went to the text message and I went to the local Splash dashboard. Perfect. And I'm on the menu now. What do I need to do, you said?
Okay.
Your account manager.
Yeah, go to account manager.
Your account manager. Well, it says contact support now. And I'm on the phone with support.
Okay.
On the menu, it says home, leads, website, listings, Google Insights, Facebook ads, Google ads, reviews, posts, business info, and then my name.
Yeah, going into Facebook ads.
Facebook ads, bang. All right.
Yeah. What is it asking?
Out on potential leads. Click to activate your Facebook ads. Is that what I'm supposed to do?
Yes, sir.
Get more customers?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Someone will contact you shortly. Well, I'm on the phone with somebody, so.
Yeah.
I am contacted.
For sure. Okay, so let's see here. Let's get those things going.
And then I received another one requesting pictures, which I have to get a bunch together, right? It doesn't have to be 20. I can start out with like 10, right?
Yeah, for sure.
And then just keep taking pictures of the city. Because I got a big job I'm fixing to do on next Monday.
Oh, nice. Yeah, for sure. So keep taking pictures. Get your 5-star review. You know what I mean? Use your quick link, all those types of things. Let me see here. I'm pulling up. Getting into the dashboard so I can kind of see what's going on here. Where's it at? All right, I'm just pulling up your dashboard there so I can.
Well, level.
Okay, I think I see what's going on. I got to pull your Facebook URL. Jesus of Nazareth of Auburn. And you set up your Facebook business profile under the Jesus of Nazareth Arbor?
Let's see. Go on Facebook real quick. Facebook, and I'm on that page. Let's see what it says. No, it just says Jesus of Nazareth. I need to change it.
No, it's fine. I was just, I was searching it so that way I could pull the URL so I could plug it into the dashboard so that way it's all linked, right? So, give me one sec. I found you now. Okay.
Oh, and so this works with my dashboard on here too now? Or does this one doesn't matter?
What do you mean?
And so because it says I got a professional dashboard or something on Facebook. I've never used any of this crap. I just set this page up and.
Yeah, you'll have one on Facebook also that'll kind of give you insights. But your main one is going to be the one that we provide you, right? Because that's going to have everything like that.
Okay, cool. Get level. Come on. Why do you want it? Slow out there, though. It is low. Is this off? A little high. All right.
I'll get
papers. Yeah, get like, cause Zach broke one with the stump grinder, this one.
Huh?
I bought two, but, two broke, and then Zach chipped another one with the stump grinder. So, we need at least maybe two more just in case.
Well, I get four.
Okay, that's fine.
Okay.
I'm sure you'll be able to use them somewhere.
I got the number.
All right. Well, I know where they're at. They're out in the lawn and garden section, right by the paver base, too. The paver base and that is out in the lawn and garden section. These pavers.
Yeah. That's where I recently saw them.
Yeah.
And I've got the number of when the exact number. There's two that's pretty much alike.
Oh, yeah?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Well, I'll be back to you.
All righty. All right.
Just working on this dashboard for you.
Oh, it's cool, man. I'm working on these favors. If I can't multitask, I won't survive.
Yeah, seriously, man. I hear you on that one. That is definitely the skill of the new age world, right? You got to be able to multitask.
Yeah. Yeah, if you can't be doing two things at once, you just better go to work for somebody else.
Yes, absolutely right. If you just want to worry about one thing and that's it.
Or even then, dude, a lot of these companies, if you want to get high paid, you better be good at a lot of things, dude, and fast at them.
Fast at them, yep.
I'm more quality over production. I don't like to try and work the crap out of myself just to make a bad job fast.
All right. Now, what is it telling you for the access on your business profile? Is it still telling you that you'll be contacted by an agent?
Let's see. Get out of Facebook. Bang. Oh, well, I didn't X. Maybe I X'd out of it. Do you want me to go back and try it again?
Yeah, go back so we can to grant that access.
Connect your Google business profile. Is that the one I need? Connect with Google?
No, that's a Google business profile, but have you already done that one?
Well, let's see. I'm going to press connect. That says Boomer Hagel. Trees and Nazareth. Continue. Oh, this is the one that I did where it keeps sending me the error. Do I need to click see, edit, create, and delete your Google business listings too?
See, edit, create, delete? No, don't click delete.
Okay. No, I'm saying for y'all to have, it says select what local/.com can access. See, edit, create, and delete your Google business listings. And then the other ones are automatically clicked.
Okay, is there anything there for Facebook?
Let's see, I'm going to get out of this one and maybe it'll send it to me. All right, that didn't happen. No. I'll go back to Facebook ads though. Let's see, Facebook ads. All right, click below to activate your Facebook ads. Grow your business. And then it says, so yeah, it still says someone will contact you shortly.
So when you click it, it says someone will contact you?
Yep.
Okay. Let me send a ping real quick. Yeah, Spencer.
Oh.
Lord, give me your son.
Okay, I'm going to send something over to you real quick. This should kind of bypass all that. Okay, so I just sent you something right to your phone. Can you click on that one? It should take you right over to Grand Sea Access.
All right. Local slash FB Access. Oh, here he is. Okay. That says check on confirm access. All right. Connect Facebook. Confirm access. Also. Check connect Facebook. I'll just click that. Mobile number, email. See your login info, sure. Lead touch is requesting to edit access. And your name, cell phone. And continue. Confirm access, pages select. Nope, not create new page back. Use an address, confirm access. All right. Facebook page, and it says you're right. Have a nice day. Local slash will receive an email confirmation now.
Nice. There we go. Got it.
All right. That's what we needed.
That's what we needed right there. If you'll notice, like, everything that we send you, it'll be, like, the text message, email. You should be able to click a link and, you know, activate it pretty seamlessly, easily. If you have any questions, that's what I'm here for. You send me the email, I'll respond as soon as I get it. You call me, my extension, whatever it is. If I'm not here for sure, you know, like I showed you today, I'll be calling you back. Make sure you're taking care of James. That's always going to be my main priority.
Thank you. I appreciate it, man.
Absolutely.
I was a little distraught yesterday, and I was just in a rush.
I know, and I was real upset with myself this morning when I came in. I saw that you had to go to sleep feeling that way, man. And I apologize sincerely. You know, my son is feeling a little bit better today, which is a good thing.
That's great.
But yeah, I hadn't missed a day of work literally this year at all. In 2025, it was my first day out of office. This is, I'm usually just here. I mean, I'm a pretty, you know, durable guy, but. You know, my wife, she was out of town with her mom, and it was me and my boys, and I was just, I was on the clock, right? So, I went into full dad mode yesterday, and I had to do what I had
to do. Well, that's good. Family first.
Yeah, for sure, James. But at the same time, when I came in this morning and I saw your email, I said, oh, man. And, you know, that's one thing that we talked about. So, I felt, I was distraught about it, but I'm glad I was able to take care of
it. Yeah, that's all right, man. It's handled
well,
now. I just didn't want to, you know, I'm on the clock, you know?
Yeah, no, for sure. Yeah, for sure, you're on the clock. And I get it, man. That's why I felt bad. I get it because, you know, like I said, I want everything rolled out as soon as possible. We want to get you making money as soon as possible. So I'm glad we're able to get that access going. What's going to happen now is our team's going to get that email today. They'll pull it up. They'll start working on everything. You're going to see these ads popping out here pretty soon, okay?
Oh, that's awesome.
Absolutely. Well, we appreciate your time, James. And like I said, anything you need, brother, I'm here for you. I'll take care of you, okay?
All right. Thank you, man.
Absolutely. Have a good one out there, James. Stay safe. And then we'll be in touch later.
God bless. Have a good one.
God bless you too, brother. Bye-bye.